Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits.
Since life is short and the world is wide, the sooner you start exploring it, the better. My good friend in Barcelona, Nora, always says she loved Monaco. To my knowledge, Monaco is the smallest country in the world if you exclude the Vatican. It's a popular tourist destination due to its proximity to the French Riviera and tax-free status. It's also a place where the rich and the famous flock to, full of luxurious hotels, resorts, and casinos. It also only takes 23 minutes from Nice to Monte Carlo by train, so I decided to check it out myself before I left Europe. Apart from the luxurious atmosphere I immediately noticed after I got off the train, I had my first taste of Monaco prices within the first 5 minutes. A notification flashed up that my cell phone was roaming, and in the time it took me to get out of the station, I had already accumulated a 60 euro bill. At that time, I had a phone number from Spain, and the data plan said it covered most of the European countries. Oh well. 0.78 square miles that make up Monaco seem to be outside this plan. So, just be aware that when traveling across borders in Monaco and in Switzerland, you need to turn off your phone's roaming coverage. Otherwise, don't be surprised when you go home and see a huge phone bill. I hope my unfortunate experience will help you when you plan your next trip to Europe. Stay tuned. There's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing my journey into Switzerland and the encounter with an incredibly hospitable couchsurfing host.
This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at flywithlily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.